for 92.3 WTTS. My name is George Drake Jr. I'm here with Grizzly Bear, actually Chris and Chris from Grizzly Bear. We've got Chris Taylor and Chris Bear. It's Chris Bear's birthday. He's the drummer.
It is indeed.
Chris Taylor is the bassist. Fellow bandmate Ed Drost is quoted saying, "I'm infinitely more excited and proud about this record than Yellow House." I think we all are. Would you guys agree with what he said there? Is there anything you'd like to actually embellish about that album?
I think they're totally different things for me, so I'm pretty proud. I'm proud of them both in their own sort of ways. I mean, we worked on both records until we were like fully satisfied, and like that's the best place you can hope to be. And I don't know, they're just such different things. I don't even really think that. I don't know. They don't really compare to me.
Is there any like qualities from one album versus the other that you like, or are they both just completely different? You can't even compare them.
I mean, I think, you know, just like the way a lot of the songs came about in general with the new record was generally more natural and open-ended, I guess. We weren't really putting any pressure on ourselves to like finish something on time. At times with Yellow House, it felt like we were really like rushing to get something done, even though there wasn't necessarily a deadline. I don't know, I liked that it was a little more open-ended and songs could breathe a little bit more during the actual process of them coming together with this record.
How did the songwriting and the composition from the two albums differ?
I think just everyone was more involved with like passing around demos and working on like initial song ideas at an earlier stage. A lot of the things that original ideas that we went into Yellow House with were like, a lot of it was like really fully fleshed out ideas, and then they got further arranged and stuff from there. But I think a lot of the very beginnings of songs happened when like all of us were around, more so on this record than previously.
923 WTTS here with Chris and Chris from Grizzly Bear. I'm George Drake Jr. So your latest album, Vecatimus, was leaked pretty quickly. How did you guys take that? It was pretty quick before the release date even occurred.
It was a bummer to get that text message.
Yeah. Like, it came in a text message.
Yeah, Ed.
Ed just found out our album leaked, and it was really, really shortly after it had been mastered.
5 days after it was mastered.
So
wow, really?
More so it was like, how the hell did it leak, and is it even the mastered version that leaked, and blah, blah, blah. It was really annoying. I mean, because it would have been nice for it to like actually come out in proper quality, and, you know. But at the same time, it's like kind of just something that happens, and you can't like really fight it too much. It just sort of is the nature of the internet. It's like probably one of the maybe downsides of the internet, but there's also a lot of plus sides to like what the internet has done for music in general, community, you know.
So are you guys fearful of becoming mainstream? Like, you guys can walk around and, you know, do whatever you want, go shopping, but, you know, as you get more popular, you know, eventually you guys are going to be recognized. So are you guys kind of not looking forward to that aspect of your lives, or?
I don't know that we think about it too much.
Never
we still go about our days normal ways.
Okay.
Everybody poops.
Fair enough. Well, for 92.3 WTTS, it's George Drake Jr. sitting here backstage at Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago with Grizzly Bear. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the gifts.